Tonight, of course, it's at Bradford City away at Blackburn Rovers. To talk about this, he's on his stand-up tour coming to Leeds at Duke Studios on the 7th of April. And that's the great comedian, and it is Tez Ilias. Good morning, Tez.
Morning, mate. Thanks for having me.
No, absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. You've created a bit of a storm. You only took up comedy, was it about 3 or 4 years ago?
Nah, I only went full time
right.
18 months ago.
18 months.
But yeah, so I've been doing it full time 18 months. But I was doing it a bit longer than I was doing it. I've been doing about nearly 8 years. But I was combining it with my day job. And then I went full time 18 months ago. I was doing it properly, seriously since then.
So what made you decide to take the plunge and go full time? Were you just thinking, I've had enough of working properly. I want to do this now.
Yeah, definitely. And then like, I just became really bad at my day job because I was not as good at it as I was at stand-up when I thought, something's got to give here. And eventually I started making enough money in stand-up to justify creating my day job to my Asian family. So it was fine.
What was your day job at the time?
Oh, my God. So I was at the Home Office in Whitehall in London.
Whoa. Okay. What?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Pretty serious, mate, if I'm honest. A world away from what I'm doing now. But it was great. I mean, it was a nice job with lots of lovely people and very busy. Like, a bit mad stuff, like write speeches for Theresa May, who was the Home Secretary at the time. It was pretty crazy.
I would imagine working there, a good place to get material from then.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's so crazy what's happened to Theresa May since then. Crazy, but also lovely.
Crazy, but also lovely. Were you a big fan when you were working for her?
Not a big fan, but I will say she was. She had a reputation of being very competent, which, looking back now, is laughable.
I can say it's almost the perfect place to get material from, I think, working. It's a great grounding. When you look at things like The Thick of It and everything, it's always perfect.
To me, watching The Thick of It is like watching a documentary. It's insane how accurate it is.
Oh, dear. Could you almost play some of the characters that were in The Thick of It? Were people as sweary in the Home Office as they were?
No, not that I've heard there were a couple of sweary people, but I never had the misfortune to bump into them.
So 18 months now of going full time on the stand up. No regrets, obviously, because I mean it's going pretty well, isn't it, Tez?
I'm having an absolute ball. It's very, very surreal. Like over the winter, I got flown to Australia to go on I'm a Celebrity Extra camp, and I got to spend a week with Carol Vorderman on the beach. It's insane.
Oh my God, that's like stuff dreams are made of. That, Tez.
Honestly, I had to pinch myself.
That's awesome. You're a big Blackburn Rovers fan. You got Bradford tonight. What are your thoughts ahead of that one?
You know what? I mean, we've got a couple of players on international duty on Monday and Tuesday. I'm a bit wary about that. But I was saying, oh, like, they're a very decent side at the moment, given that, you know, we're in League One. I fancy to turn them over tonight, and I fancy to clinch one of those two automatic promotion spots.
You're not doing too bad, really, at the moment. In third, just behind Wigan and Shrewsbury, you've got to be quite happy and quite keen because you're only 2 points off of top position. You're only a point off of automatic promotion. You've got to be pretty happy that this season's going to be the one where you get back into the Championship.
Yeah, I mean, we only got relegated last season, and that was on goal difference. We were very unlucky. But I think Tony Mowbray did an excellent job, and the players he's brought in have been really right. Bradley Jackson, a sensation. I can't believe he's not playing at a high level, but he has been really good. And I think it's nice when your team wins most weeks. It's weird. I've not had that for about 10 years at Blackburn. It's a very nice feeling. And I think if we don't get one of the two automatic promotion spots, I'll be very disappointed. But I would fancy in the playoffs, but it'd be nice to go first, second.
We've got a couple of people who work here who are big Burnley fans. And there's not a lot of love between Burnley and Blackburn.
Sack them. Sack them, mate. Get rid.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Who wants to live in Burnley, really? Come on.
Oh, I've got not even Burnley support. I worked for a year in Burnley. It was like being It's like being in 1986.
And not a good 1986.
No, not a good one. Not Blackpool 1986. Scarborough 1986. To offend any Scarborough people listening to this. But they're not in a decent side though, Burnley. It's very sad.
Yeah. Is it hard seeing Burnley in the Premier League and doing pretty well in the Premier League being a Blackburn fan?
Yeah, it is, but then at the same time, I thought we win the Premier League, we won the League Cup and stuff, like in my lifetime, since I started supporting Blackburn. Luckily for me, in 1992, the Premier League formed and we were one of the founding members, and I was a young boy at the time, and it's been good overall. We've had our ups and downs, but it's been good. I mean, we've had a much better time other than Burnley over the 25 years.
Yeah, no, you certainly have. Your show you've got is Testify. It's coming in Leeds in April, as we say. You're coming to Bradford as well in May. Tell us a little bit about this, because is this just about your life story, or what exactly the show is about itself?
So the show is about a story that takes place last year in a McDonald's with my niece and nephew, who are absolute liabilities. So I tell this story, and it's quite... it's quite a fun show, because there's parts of it that are quite dark and then quite light and then quite silly and then quite serious. And I really, really take... I've been told that I take the audience on a real roller coaster of emotions. And I try and keep it light throughout. But it's kind of essentially a story about where I get confronted by this kind of potential racism in a McDonald's. But then I go off into different tangents. I got 5 minutes about chickens. It's quite fun. And it's got... wild tangents about different things, but yeah, it's a really fun show, and I'd love for your listeners to come and see it in Leeds next Saturday, which is the day before my birthday. That would be nice.
Nice.
Or in Bradford in May.
What's it? I'd imagine in this day and age, being a Muslim man from the north, in these days of sort of like terrorism attacks are all going off everywhere, is that a great sort of founding for comedy, do you find?
I mean, as sad as the news is a lot of the time, it is a comedy gift. People like Trump, Brexit, all that stuff, it's all a comedy gift. You kind of work with what you've got. And in comedy, to say, talk about what you know. So I talk about identity issues and stuff like that. But I always keep it accessible.
Yeah.
That's what the reviews say.
Yeah, I think so. Just a reminder, 7th of April, as Tez says, on at Duke Studios in Leeds, and then he's coming back in May to the Alhambra Theatre, beautiful Alhambra Theatre, on the 5th of May as part of the tour, which is called Testify. Tez, thank you so much for joining us on Proper Sport this morning. Enjoy your bank holiday weekend. Are you just gigging over the weekend?
Yeah, there's no we don't get bank holidays, unfortunately. So, I started my tour on Tuesday. So I'm at the Soho Theatre in London. I'm having a ball, but I got Sunday and Monday off, so I'm looking forward to getting back home and eating some Easter eggs.
Oh, nice, good idea. Tez Ilias, thanks very much for joining us on Proper Sport this morning.
Cheers, mate. Bye bye.